وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity and the values that Islam sees as the great values of a perfect human being. And in a couple of previous episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard, which is titled A 250-Year-Old Man, which is a combination of the lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, covering the biographies and life stories of the Prophet of Islam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and great leaders of Muslim community from among his pure progeny. So in the previous episode, we were covering the first chapter, which pertained to the life of the Prophet of Islam. And we were talking about the level of popularity that the Prophet had, even after years of hardship. Maybe we think that, okay, a community that they see a person like the Prophet among themselves would think after a while that he brought difficulties for us from the time that he came. We had wars and difficulties and famines and shortcomings in different ways. But then there's this story that Abu Sufyan, on the eve of the triumphant entrance of the Prophet to Mecca, when he came to the camp of Muslims under the protection of Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, he saw that even at that moment, Muhammad, according to his account, was extremely popular. His companions were competing to get the drops of the wudu, the ritualistic washing hands and face before the prayer. So he says that I saw the companions of Muhammad competing over getting the drops as the source of blessing. And I realized, and I had seen, he says that I had seen empires of Persia, empires of Romans, and I did not see any such level of popularity among them. And then I realized that with these people that are ready to sacrifice themselves for their leader, we cannot do anything with this person, so we gave up. And tomorrow, when the army of Muslims or the community of Muslims, they entered Mecca, there was no resistance. And I mean, they realized, and pagans of Mecca realized, that they cannot do anything. And it was the full display of mercy from the side of the Prophet that he forgave all of them. According to the laws of the war at that time, they were supposed to be enslaved by Muslims. But the Prophet of Islam said that, no, you are free for in the way of Allah. اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. There were some calls, some people from among the army of the Prophet, that they would say, Al-Yawm Yawmul Malhama, today is the day of the revenge. Remember that you have in the army of Muslims, you have people who lost their loved ones in the battles posed by pagans against them. So they thought, okay, now that we have overcome and we have prevailed, this is the time that we take our revenge. And this happens almost every stage of human history. After the war ends, you have courts of law, okay? Like the last one, Nuremberg, courts of law and people getting to trials, those people and punishing them. But then, no, the Prophet of Islam did not have any trial for anything. He forgave them all. And that was, and you know, some Orientalists, they try to portray as the Prophet as an aggressive or something like that, but this is completely intentional. I mean, they are they are very unfair because they don't see these things in the life of the Prophet. Some of them. Okay, we're going to have a break and we come back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the characteristics of a perfect human being according to Islamic teaching. And in the first segment, we were talking about the popularity of the Prophet and the concept of Izzah. Now, this is referred to as Izzah, and Quran says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. The true popularity and the true esteem, respect is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the Prophet and the true followers. So we were also talking about the fact that some people, some actually biased historians or people would say that they try to depict the picture of the Prophet of Islam that he got more aggressive as the time went on. Like, for example, the start of his community in Mecca, he was not aggressive, and then he got aggressive when in Medina, and as he went into power, like normally this happens with these leaders. For example, the leaders, as much as they hold control, more power, they become more oppressive, something like this. And they try to apply this pattern in the life history of the Prophet. But this is unfair and unreal because, as I said, you have examples of great levels of forgiveness that the Prophet of Islam actually shows right at the most powerful moments of his life. And that's what makes it very beautiful and unique in human history. Like, one of them was the day that the triumph of Mecca took place. The other is when certain members from among the companions, from among the community of the Prophet ﷺ, in Laylatul Aqaba, there's this story of the night of the narrow pathway. Aqaba means narrow pathway. So the Prophet of Islam was passing through this narrow pathway, which was on the brink of a cliff, and certain people tried to make the camel of the Prophet fall into the cliff. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet through revelation, and the plot failed, actually. The assassination attempt failed. So then later on, another companion of the Prophet asked him, okay, did you know him? And the Prophet said, yes, I know all of them. I saw their faces and I knew them even before. But then that companion asked him, why don't you take any measures against them? And he said, I just forgive them. One reason for that is that I don't want other people to see that when Muhammad prevailed, he put sword among his own followers. So you see that this level of forgiveness, that it is not at all like that when I have power, I do whatever I want. And the level of freedom that he would give to the opposition. And the munafiqun of that time, they are the ones that we can call opposition now. They are the opposition, and Abdullah bin Ubay and these people, according to historical accounts, they had the freedom to make fun of the Prophet, to make fun of Muslims, and no one would do any harm to them. Not only that, the Prophet would still give them their share from Baytul Mal, from the money, the financial aid that was distributed among the members of the committee. They received that, and at the same time, they made fun of the Prophet and other Muslims. So you see, this is the level of the freedom of opposition, and even the plots against the life of the Prophet, he forgave them. So that picture that he got aggressive and oppressive is all but a biased perspective with other goals, with other motives that some people, unfortunately, throughout history tried to depict from the Prophet. Okay, inshallah, we continue the discussion about other elements in the leadership of the Prophet in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.